broadcast brought to you in part by Brownstown Lumber today. Before starting any building project, check in first with Brownstown Lumber. Call them at 618-427-3618. That's 618-427-3618. Brownstown Lumber, a great name to build on. Also brought to you in part by Holton File Funeral Home. They now have their own private on-site crematory, Burnham Crematory. For more information or any questions about cremation, funerals, or pre-planning, call them at 618-283-3434. Also brought to you in part by Integrity Spine and Joint Center. Your hometown team making moves at Integrity Spine and Joint Center with Dr. Arthur Langston is behind you all the way. It is the number one provider for orthopedic shoes covered by insurance for state workers. That's Integrity Spine and Joint Center with Dr. Arthur Langston. Visit them at IntegritySpineAndJoint.com. Well, St. Joe Ogden announcing their starters as they run through the tunnel, and the Vandals are out on the field. Jordan Colburn carrying the Vandal flag out front as Vandals take the field. Vandalman is out as we get set to get this one underway momentarily. So the Vandals and St. Joe Ogden. St. Joe Ogden has, this is their first home playoff game. Vandals were in that situation back in 2017. Vandals went on the road in week one, defeated Fairfield at Fairfield. Then went to Greenville in week two of the playoffs and won, and then played Anna Jonesboro and lost in week three of the playoffs back in 2017. So the Vandals have had that same scenario play out for them in the past. And 2019, of course, was like this year. The Vandals were at home for week one. Actually, they were at home, I'm sorry. 2019, the Vandals were at home for week one and week two. As they got the win over North Mac in week one of the playoffs, and then week two they defeated Mount Carmel on that field goal. And then in week three lost at Williamsville in the quarterfinals. So the officials meet at midfield. I think they're ready to go. And again, St. Joe Ogden won the toss, and they deferred to the second half, so the Vandals will get the opening kick. Now, last time the Vandals saw that, Greenville attempted and recovered an onside kick, so something the Vandals probably will need to watch out for just a little bit today. I don't know that. Saw St. Joe Ogden practicing onside kicks during practice a little bit. But that may just be normal because it's always something you got to have in mind. The deep for the Vandals will be Kobe Lux, Connor DePew, and Quentin Stumbaugh. So Quentin out there deep on the kickoff. So he'll play a few different roles here today, not in a quarterback, but going to see him out on the field in some different ways today. So we are ready to get this one underway. Week number three of the playoffs. St. Joe Ogden puts it in the air, deep, back at the end zone. That is Connor DePew, and he will just take the knee there, and the Vandals will take over at their own 20. He was pretty deep and kind of going backwards. So a good kickoff from the Spartans. So the Vandals will have it at their own 20. The Vandals are going right to left here in this opening quarter of the game. Got 71 degrees, wind blowing left to right. A little crosswind here and there, but for the most part, it's been left to right to get us started. Andrew Casey in at quarterback. He has two receivers lined up to his right, two left. The two near are Connor DePew and Jordan Colbert. Casey is from the pistol. Andrew takes the snap, hands it off. That is to Dylan Hinton, and no gain as he got brought down. Looks like about a one-yard gain, so it'll be second down and nine. Second down and nine for the Vandals from their own 21. Three receivers line up left, Stumbaugh, DePew, and Colburn. One receiver on the far side of the field, that is McCarty. Casey will be from the shotgun, hitting this to his right. Second down and nine for the Vandals. Play clock down to seven. Andrew takes a snap, takes a handoff, going to run it himself. Wasn't a whole lot there, maybe a couple yards. And it'll bring up a third down and long for the Vandals. So the Vandals start off keeping the ball on the ground. And it'll bring up a third down and seven from their own 23. Third down and seven from their own 23 for the Vandals. Again, three receivers are left. Stumbaugh, DePue, and Colburn. One receiver on the far side of the field on the right, that is McCarty. Casey making sure everybody's got the play in. Andrew Casey from the shotgun, hitting in the backfield with it. Takes the snap. He's rolling left, looking, squaring his shoulders, pass away, caught. And it will be a first down for the Vandals. That is Quentin Stumbaugh with the catch. Ahead to about the 32, so the Vandals do have a first down. Casey rolled left, which is a cross body, then had to square himself, throw the pass, and Q has a catch already. First down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 32-yard line. Three receivers are wide right this time. That is McCarty, Colburn, and DePue, one to the left for the Vandals on a first and 10 from their own 32. Fake the handoff to Hinton. Get the pass out to Colburn, but it hit the ground. Just flipped it out to Colburn pretty much on a lateral. It hit the ground incomplete, and it'll bring up second down and 10. Some ball will come out. Aiden Carroll comes in. Like I said, Q's not quite 100%, so got to protect that back area where he took the shot last week for sure. Second down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 32. Two receivers are wide right, one left this time. Snap to Andrew Casey, gives it to Dylan Hinton. Dylan got ahead to probably about the 34 before he was yanked back. Pick up of two, maybe three. Head to about the 34, and it'll bring up a third down and eight. Third down and eight for the Vandals from their own 34. Three receivers will line up to the right. McCarty, Stumbaugh, and Colburn, one to the left. That is Connor DePue. Third down and eight from their own 34. 9.5 minutes remaining in this opening quarter. Casey from the shotgun, hitting in the backfield with it. Takes the snap. Got time. Going deep. He's got a man. It's Stumbaugh, incomplete. There was some contact there, but no flag. The intended receiver, Quentin Stumbaugh. Like I said, there was a little bit of contact there from number six, Colton Overstreet, but no flag. I think the contact might have been as the ball got there. And the Vandals will be forced to punt it away. So a fourth down and eight from their own 34, and the Vandals will be forced to punt it away on this first drive. One man is deep for St. Joe Ogden. That is Jackson Moore. It is back. Ball in the air. Good kick from Andrew Casey. It's high to the 35, and they'll just take a fair catch there. So St. Joe Ogden will have it at their own 35-yard line. They are, much like the Vandals, spread offense. Their quarterback, Cody McKinney, he threw for over, or has thrown for over 2,000 yards this year. And he's also ran for over 400. He is certainly a dual threat that the Vandals will have to watch for here today. Well, quarterback, McKinney, from the shotgun, puts a man in motion right to left. They give it to the man in motion. And he'll be brought down at about the 37-yard line. That is Tim Blackburn Kelly. He is one of their main receivers. And it'll bring up a second down and about nine. Picked up a yard and a half, maybe second down. About second down and nine. Second down and nine from their own 37. Two receivers line up left, one right. McKinney from the shotgun. Takes the snap, gives the handoff. And that is to number 10. Wyatt Wirtz, and he does not get a whole lot at all. He's going to bring it down at about the 39, 38 actually. So it's going to be a third down and about eight. Third down and eight from their own 38. Three receivers line up right, one left. From their own 38, McKinney takes the snap, steps up in the pocket, passes away. It is caught. and immediately tackled, but he does have a first down. Is the receiver, Caden Wiedek. He's up near midfield with a catch, tackled by Yarsborough. And they'll have it at their own 48-yard line. So a first down on the pass from St. Joe Ogden. First down and 10. Kenny takes the snap, hands it off. Breaking one tackle, but now being brought down is their running back Wirtz. Bryce Hartley making the tackle and about a 2-yard pickup, second and 8. And it is midfield now for St. Joe Ogden. Second down and 8 from the 50. 7 minutes, 45 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. McKinney from the shotgun, two receivers wide to his right, one left. Now they shift guys. They'll send Blackburn Kelly over to be a receiver on the left. Three receivers are on the near side, right. Now they put Blackburn Kelly in motion, fake the handoff to him. McKinney goes deep. We've got a flag down. It is a catch, but we do have a flag down. DePue makes the tackle at the 26. Now here comes another flag in. That one would almost have to be a face mask against Connor DePue. I don't know what else it would be. The flag came out here on the near side of the field. Now the second penalty, it looked like I just saw the indication of a face mask as the officials talked. I do not know what the first one was as two officials talk with the white hat to get it figured out here. So, ineligible man downfield against St. Joe Ogden, and then a personal foul face mask against the Vandals. That is dead. That one won't matter, right? Anyway, so we'll be back at midfield here. So basically, play did not happen. We end up just being evened out here, and it'll be second down and 8. We'll replay second down. So you had a penalty against both, so you just replay second down and 8 from the 50. Second down and 8 from the 50 for St. Joe Ogden. They're going left to right in this opening quarter. McKinney looks over to the sideline. Play clock is at 10. Two receivers, actually three lined up right, one left. McKinney takes the snap, rolls right. He's under pressure, in trouble, gets a pass away, incomplete. A couple of Vandals got to him. Bowers got back to him. Hartley got back to him and forced him to throw it away, and it'll bring up third down and 8. The Vandals able to get some heat on McKinney. Third down and 8 from midfield for St. Joe Ogden. Three receivers bunched up on the right, one to the left. It's a tighter formation. McKinney drops back to pass. Under pressure, he gets hit hard. Pass is complete. So they will get the first down ahead to about the 33. That is Wiedek with the catch. Forbes put a licking on McKinney as he let it go. But he does get the pass complete, and it's ahead to their 32, or 33-yard line. First down and 10. They hand it off and quickly brought down at about the 30 was the running back Wirtz. It'll be about a 5-yard pickup there, getting the ball ahead to the 29. Second down and 5 from the Vandal 29, 4. Now from under center, McKinney rolls out, gets a pass complete, and a whole bunch of room to run, and it's going to be a touchdown. 28-yard touchdown, and that is Braden Wallace. So McKinney to Waller. Do we have a flag down? I'm not sure. We're talking things over. We'll see. Hold. Oh, a block to the back against St. Joe Ogden. So that bring that back. So that would bring that back. So they hurt themselves. A couple of penalties that really hurt. So they block to the back. Not sure where it was, but it is a first down. So the block to the back did not come until a little bit later. with a point of infraction a little bit later on. And the ball will be ahead to the 20-yard line. So first down and 10 for St. Joe Ogden from the Vandal 20. McKinney from the shotgun. Two receivers bunched tight on the right, one left. They hand it off to Wirtz. He's trying to get outside, find some room, pretty good run to the near side of the field ahead to about the 13. Dylan Hinton with the tackle for the Vandals. Head to about the 13-yard line, second down and two. Snap to McKinney, hands it back off to Wirtz, and he's going to be tackled pretty much for no gain. That is Bryce Hartley. Sam Bowers in on the tackle for the Vandals. Looks like he picked up about a yard. And it'll bring up third down and one from the 11. Third down and one from the Vandal 11. 5 minutes, 35 seconds remaining, opening quarter. One receiver lined up each side. Kenny, two men in the backfield with it. Hands it off to Wirtz. He's hit. Now bounces outside, breaks the tackle. He's in for the touchdown. So St. Joe Ogden, a penalty earlier, took one away, but they get it here. 11-yard TD run. And this comes with, well, they've got graphics. 5:21 remaining. Got to love those graphics all over the scoreboard that you can't tell what's going on. So extra point attempt coming from St. Joe. Snap is back. The kick is up, and the kick is good. And so St. Joe Ogden leads the Vandals 7-0. 7-0, 5:21 remaining in the first quarter. Take a break on WKRV.
Are you a contractor? If so, listen up. Hi, my name is Chelsea Jolliffe from McKellar Robertson McCarty & Click Insurance Agency in Vandalia. Our partner, Pekin Insurance, is known for providing the best contractor coverage in the area. They've thought of everything from covering your facilities to protecting your tools and equipment while on the road, and even your employees. Ready to learn more? Call us at MRMC Insurance at 618-283-4200 and let us help build a Pekin Insurance portfolio that protects your business, your employees, and your livelihood.
Great news, Vandalia. Kinexus Fiber Internet is now live and installing your town with blazing fast speeds and ultra-reliable service. No more buffering, no more slow connections, just the internet you deserve. Streaming, gaming, working from home, do it all with fiber-fast Kinexus. To sign up or get more information, visit Kinexus.com. That's Kinexus.com or call 888-712-0177. That's 888-712-0177. Nothing connects us like connects us.
So back to action and the kickoff. Well, I tell you what, I didn't really notice it in pregame, but their kickoff man for St. Joe Ogden, man, he puts a boom on it. He put that one through the back of the end zone. There was no chance at a return for the Vandals. And so they get the ball at their own 20 to start off. I tell you what, in high school football, that's a big deal. When you can do that consistently. Two receivers, Vandals with a tighter formation. Two receivers to each side. Andrew Casey puts a man in motion. That is Connor DePue. They get it in Connor's hands. And Connor gets ahead to about the 25. About a 5-yard pickup. And it'll be second down and five coming up. So Connor, his first touch of the day. On the wing, basically, coming in motion. Taking it to the outside there. Getting the ball on the jet sweep. Second down and five from their own 25. Man in motion this time is Colbert. They fake the handoff to him. And Andrew Casey will run it himself. Not a whole lot there. About 2 yards, I think. It'll bring up a third down and about three coming up for the Vandals. Third down and about three coming up for the Vandals from their own 27. St. Joe Ogden leads it 7-0, 4.5 minutes remaining in this opening quarter. Three receivers line up left. Stumbaugh, DePue, and Colburn. One receiver far side of the field on the right. That is McCarty. Third down and three from the Vandals from their own 27. Casey takes the snap. Gets it right outside. Stumbaugh fakes one way, moves, and he's going to have enough for the first down. And they head to about the 31, 32-yard line. So Quentin Stumbaugh, two catches, two first downs so far. First down and 10 from their own 32 for the Vandals, trying to get a sustained drive going here after St. Joe Ogden got on the board on their first possession. Vandals trail 7-0, 3 minutes, 55 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. Andrew Casey looking in, getting the play in, play clock at 10. Two receivers, three actually lined up right, one left. Casey takes the snap, rolls right, pass away, caught. Looks like over to about the 39-yard line, far side of the field. That was Brenton McCarty. Spotted down at the, about the 39, so it'll be second down and three. Second down and three for the Vandals from their own 39-yard line. Vandals trying to get into Spartan territory for the first time today. Three receivers line up left, one right. Casey takes the snap, hands it off. This is to Dylan Hinton, and he pushes his way ahead to about the 44. That should be a first down. So they'll move the sticks as Dylan Hinton gets the first down run for the Vandals ahead to their own 44-yard line. One receiver is wide to the far side of the field. That is Brenton McCarty. Three receivers on the near side left. That is Colburn, Connor DePue, and Quentin Stumbaugh. Casey will be from the pistol formation, hitting in the backfield behind him on this play. And he'll fake the handoff to Dylan, but then his pass to Colburn is over his head. It was a quick play action, the fake, and then the quick throw to Colburn, but it was over his head, incomplete, and it'll be second and 10 from their own 44 for the Vandals. Vandals still kind of settling in offensively. Moving some receivers around. Two receivers will line up on each side this time. It is DePue and Colburn lining up to our left. Right is Stumbaugh and McCarty. Andrew Casey on a second down and 10. Puts a man in motion. That is Stumbaugh. Quentin cuts back, dives ahead, and depending on where the spot is, he's about the 49. I think they'll give him to about the 48. There is a flag down, and it's a hold against the Vandals. So a hold against the Vandals. If the spot, see where the spot of the foul is, going to push them all the way back, looks like, to about the 37. It certainly negates the gain and puts them in a second and about 17 situation back at their own 37. Second down at about 17 from their own 37. Yeah, it'd be second and 15, I think, from their own 37. Three receivers, right, one left. Vandals have not really been able to go deep yet. Casey fakes the handoff, gets a pass away, caught by McCarty. Brenton cuts, finds some room. He is into St. Joe territory and will be brought down at about the 45. They never really brought him down. So Brenton got up to run, but the officials said, nope, you're down. And it is a first down. So first bigger play for the Vandals there, gets them the first down into St. Joe Ogden territory ahead to the 45. 2 minutes, 5 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. Vandals again going right to left here in this first quarter. They trail 7-0. Two receivers lined up left, Connor DePue and Jordan Colburn. One receiver right is McCarty. Andrew Casey from the pistol gives the handoff. This was to Stumbaugh, but he is brought down immediately, going to lose a yard or two. Well, they tried Quentin in the backfield, but nothing there. And a loss of a couple of yards, second and 12. Second down and 12 for the Vandals from the Spartan 47. Vandals are going to line three receivers, Stumbaugh, DePue, and Colburn to the left. McCarty, the one receiver, lined up to the far right. Andrew Casey from the shotgun takes the snap. Drops back. He's got time. Now he's in some trouble. Now he rolls right and he's sacked. And now here comes the flag in late. Really can't see what that was. The officials talk it over. It was after the sack or right as the sack happened. The flag came in. We'll see. The white hat heading this way and signal it. It is a personal foul against St. Joe Ogden. So it had to be on the sack. Like I said, there were some bodies in between me and there, so a personal foul. Oh, goody, and I just heard from the crowd, let them play. What can't you do when under the let them play? Is that everything allowed? So it's going to be a 3rd and 4 now for the Vandals from the St. Joe Ogden 39. I always wondered what the let them play, how far does that go? You include weapons? 3rd down and 4. And I have no idea. Like I said, I didn't see the play. I know it came on the sack, but I couldn't see what happened. Andrew Casey takes the snap, gets a pass away. It is intercepted by St. Joe Ogden. They run it back, and it'll be pushed out of bounds after the interception near midfield. So on a 3rd and 4, Andrew Casey intercepted. And the Spartans take over. So the Vandals' first really sustained drive ends in a turnover. And St. Joe Ogden will have it back at their own 48-yard line. St. Joe Ogden will have it back at their own 48-yard line. Just 33.9 seconds remaining in this first quarter. So McKinney will have three receivers lined up to his left, one right. If he looks to the sideline, gets the play in. Takes the snap, drops back the pass. He is going deep. He has a man. It is incomplete, though. He overthrew his man. It was intended for Caden Weeding. And it'll bring up a 2nd down and 10. 2nd down and 10 for St. Joe Ogden. 28.1 seconds remaining in this first quarter. They lead 7-0. So a 7-0 lead for the Spartans. And it is a 2nd down and 10. From their own 48-yard line after getting that INT and then the incomplete pass on 1st down. McKinney takes the snap. Little hitch and go. Pass incomplete. It was in and out of the hands of the intended receiver, Weedig, as he kind of dove for it on the low pass, and it's 3rd down and 10. So 3rd down and 10 for St. Joe Ogden. 23.8 seconds remaining in this first quarter. 1st down and 10 for the Spartans. 3rd down and 10. Three receivers line up left. Two to the right. Empty backfield with McKinney. Takes the snap. Drops back to pass. Under some pressure. Steps up in the pocket. He's intercepted by Jordan Colburn. And so the Vandals get it back. Colburn's still on his feet. He's across midfield. Ahead to the 45. There is a flag down. That would be in the area of holding, I would think. I would think that's probably a hold against the Spartans. But we'll wait on the signal, and it is. And that'll be declined. So the Vandals get their own interception. We talk about the turnover a little bit more in basketball. But the Vandals will take over here after. Guys, you want to pick up the flag? Laying on the field. So the Vandals get it back on the interception. So each team with an INT here in the first quarter, and Colburn a pretty good return after the interception. The Vandals have it at the St. Joe Ogden 45-yard line. One receiver lines up left. That is Depew. To the right, it is Colburn, Stumbaugh, and McCarty. Vandals again going right to left. 11.9 seconds left in this first quarter. The Vandals trail 7-0. Casey from the shotgun takes the snap. He rolls left, squares his shoulders, pass away, caught, but then knocked out of his hands. It was Connor DePue. He was covered by two men, had the ball in his hands, but it got knocked away, incomplete. And it'll be second down and 10. Second down and 10 for the Vandals from the Spartan 45. 6.5 seconds remaining in this first quarter, so this is likely the last play of the first quarter. Vandals will have three receivers lined up right, Colburn, Stumbaugh, and McCarty. One left is DePue. It'll be Hinton in the backfield. Play clock down to 8. Casey takes the snap. Drops back. Pass away. Caught. That is by Connor DePue, but not a whole lot there. Maybe 2 yards. That was kind of a check down play. And that will end the first quarter. So that will end our first quarter with St. Joe Ogden leading this one 7-0. Broadcast today brought to you in part by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires and quality used tires. They're also a certified MileStar tire dealer. Right now, Rock Bottom Tire offering 10% off to all military and first responders. Call them at 618-699-5535. Stop by 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia. Broadcast also brought to you in part by Above the Rest Landscape. They're there for all your basic landscaping needs. Let them do the work while you relax and enjoy your space. Call for scheduling 618-280-9598. They are the parents of number 4, Jordan Colbert. Also brought to you in part by ADS Electric. They are the call to make for any type of electrical issue. Also a certified dealer for Generac generators. Call them at 618-283-2171 or visit them at 215 West Gallatin in downtown Vandalia. So we are just about set to get underway in the second quarter. Vandals trail 7-0. As the Vandals will have the football. Going now right or left to right, left to right. Going left to right. Three receivers left, one right. And St. Joe jumped offsides, and we'll see if it's an offsides or a false start. And it is an offsides against St. Joe Ogden, so a 5-yard gain for the Vandals. So it'll be first and 5. That first and 5 always throws me. Just don't see it that often. So first down and 5 for the Vandals. They're ahead 2. St. Joe Ogden, 39-yard line. Three receivers left, one right. McCarty, the receiver, to the near side. Hitch and go from Casey. Gets a pass away. It is incomplete. His intended receiver through the middle of the field was Connor DePue, but it was overthrown, and it is incomplete. Now, did he intentionally throw it deep to see if Connor could get there? Yeah, I think so. And it'll bring up. A fourth down and 4. My apologies, a minute ago I thought they had a first down, but they did not. So now we've got a 4th and 4 after the penalty. So a 4th down and 4, and the Vandals are going for it. 4th down and 4 for the Vandals from the St. Joe Ogden 39. Casey rolls left, still rolling, pass away. It is caught. Quentin Stumbaugh down to the 9 on the far side of the field. Hugh kind of stumbling, and he did fall on his back. And he's getting off the field. He's limping, but that was a big catch. He had to go up and get it. And he's just trying to run it off a little bit right now. So first down and goal for the Vandals from the 9. See Lucas Bowers come in as a receiver. So the Vandals going left to right here in this second quarter, now have a first and goal from the 9. Casey takes the snap, takes the handoff, pass away, incomplete, knocked out of the hands of Connor DePue. Do we have a flag down? If we do, that's probably a pass interference. Two officials talking it over. Yep, there is a flag down at the four, and it is a pass interference. And it is against St. Joe Ogden, so that'll be half the distance to the goal line. So it'll be half the distance, so that'll be basically four and a half. And it'll be first and goal from inside the five now. First and goal from inside the five. Vandals trying to tie it up. They trail 7-0. First and goal from the five. Now Stumbaugh in at quarterback. Takes the snap. Bounces off. Gets outside. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Vandals. Touchdown. Quentin Stumbaugh with a run. He stepped in at the quarterback spot. Basically made it into a wildcat. And takes it in from 4 yards out. And the Vandals are on the board at the 11:18 mark of the second quarter. And Cole Durbin will attempt the extra point to try and tie it up. Quentin Stumbaugh stepped in at quarterback, wildcatted it, ran it in for the touchdown. Snap is back, the kick is up, and the kick is good, and we are tied at 7. 7-7, the Vandals and St. Joe Ogden are tied. Take a break on WKRV.
For your next car or truck, head to Interstate Motors at 1300 Kennedy Boulevard in Vandalia. You can check out Interstate Motors inventory on their website at interstatemotorsvandalia.com. You can also get more information on their Facebook page. They're also a dealer for Martin Portable Buildings and Tri-State Carports. Again, check out their inventory at interstatemotorsvandalia.com. That's Interstate Motors, 1300 Kennedy Boulevard in Vandalia.
Touchdowns brought to you in part by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They've been around for better than 100 years. Stumbaugh's is at 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. They are your local authorized carrier dealer. Also brought to you in part by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. Touchdowns also brought to you in part by Above the Rest Landscape. They are there for all your basic landscaping needs. Let them do the work while you relax and enjoy your space. Call for scheduling 618-280-9598. They're the parents of number 4, Jordan Colburn. Kickoff is up. It is fielded and dropped by St. Joe Ogden. They pick it up at the 5. And we'll bring it back from there and brought down at about the 25. And that's where they will take over. Touchdowns also brought to you in part by ADS Electric. They are the call to make for any type of electrical issue. They are also a certified dealer for Generac generators. Call them at 283-2171. Visit them at 215 West Gallatin in downtown Vandalia. But we are tied 7-7, 11-12 remaining in the second quarter. First down and 10 for St. Joe Ogden from their own 25. McKinney from the shotgun, tight formation, 3 receivers left, 1 right. They give it to Wirtz on the carry, and he'll get ahead to about the 34 as he was able to get outside. Jordan Colburn with the tackle. About a 9-yard pickup, and it'll bring up second down and 1. Wirtz had the touchdown early. He gets another carry. This time cuts it back inside. Gets to about the 41, where he is brought down by Hinton, Forbes, and Caden Osborne. And it is first down and 10 now for St. Joe Ogden from their own 42. They go right back to the well. Wirtz this time brought down at the 45. McCarty, Patty McDowell with the tackle. And about a 4-yard gain, 2nd and 6. Second down and 6-4. St. Joe Ogden from their own 46. They give it back to Wirtz this time, and he's not going to pick up much, if anything. Trying to go right through the middle of the field. Dylan Hinton right there. Forbes right there. Maybe got a yard, 3rd and 5. 3rd down and 5 for St. Joe Ogden. 2 receivers each side. McKinney from the shotgun takes the snap. He's in trouble, but gets it out. Might have been a screen pass. I'm not sure. And they get it ahead to about the 49. That is, from where I'm looking, that would be about a yard short. And it will be. So it's fourth down and about one. So fourth down and one from the Vandal 49 for St. Joe Ogden. Fourth down and one from the Vandal 49. McKinney. I think he was trying to get the Vandals to jump off. Play clock still at 15. Kind of resets here. Takes the snap. Going to run it himself, and he'll have the first down. Not sure what the Vandals were looking for, but it was not that, because he took it pretty much right through the middle. Picked up 5 yards ahead to the 44. First and 10. St. Joe Ogden is hurrying it up. Nobody's doing huddle, obviously, anyway. But they are really going quick, and now Wirtz with another carry. And he's ahead to about the 40. Maybe the 39, I think, actually, is where they're going to spot him. Oh, wow. They're going to give him to the 38. I don't know. I guess you get a bonus yard, huh? But it's second and four. He ran 4 yards. They gave him six. Wirtz gets the carry, and this time just takes it right through the middle. Boy, the Vandals. And it is a first down for St. Joe Ogden. And the Vandals are going to take a timeout. St. Joe Ogden wanted, St. Joe Ogden crowd wanted a horse collar tackle on that run. And they did not get it. So broadcast brought to you in part by Integrity Spine and Joint Center. They're your hometown team. Your hometown team is making moves. And Integrity Spine and Joint Center with Dr. Arthur Langston is behind you all the way. They're the number one provider for orthopedic shoes covered by insurance for state workers. That's Integrity Spine and Joint Center with Dr. Arthur Langston. Visit them at IntegritySpineAndJoint.com. Timeout's also brought to you in part by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires and quality used tires. They're also a certified MileStar dealer. Right now, Rock Bottom Tire offering 10% off to all military and first responders. Call them at 618-699-5535. Stop by at 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia. So the Vandals defense, Coach Reinhardt takes a timeout. As the Vandals, who have been very good all year against the run, were giving up a lot of yardage even between the tackles. First down and 10 for St. Joe Ogden from the Vandal 27-yard line. They're going to line up three receivers to the right, one left. McKinney from the shotgun, going to run it himself, getting to the outside, waiting. And the Vandals able to bring him down at about the 24. Bryce Hartley been on the tackle for the Vandals, about a 3 yard gain, second and seven. Second down and seven for the Vandals. Second down and seven for St. Joe Ogden from the Vandals, 24-yard line. Three receivers line up right, one left. Second down and seven from the Vandal 24 for the Spartans. Three receivers bunched to the right. McKinney drops back. He's going deep with the pass. It is incomplete. Knocked out of the hands of the intended receiver in the near corner of the end zone. McCarty had the defense. The intended receiver was weeding. There was contact, but it looked like he did arrive. McCarty did when the ball got there. And it'll bring up a third and seven. So a third down and seven. Third down and seven for St. Joe Ogden from the Vandal 24-yard line. We are tied 7-7, 8 minutes, 6 seconds remaining in the first half. Three receivers this time to the left, one right. McKinney takes the snap, drops back, steps up in his pass, kind of wobbled out of his hands and fell incomplete in front of the intended receiver, Tim Blackburn Kelly. And that's going to bring up a fourth down and seven for St. Joe Ogden. Fourth down and seven for St. Joe Ogden from the Vandal 24. Three receivers left, one right. We got some sunshine now. Three receivers left, one right. McKinney long count, and now we've got a timeout. And Coach Reinhart wants the timeout. He's going to talk with his defense. So it's a fourth down and 7 coming up. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Midwest Services Group is a pipeline services contractor headquartered in Vandalia. Their team of go-getters work hard to provide the best pipeline, restoration, and right-of-way services throughout the United States. Midwest Services Group specializes in services for gas, oil, and utility companies. Centrally headquartered in Vandalia, they supply pipeline construction, maintenance, and right-of-way services throughout the United States. You can find out more information by visiting them on Route 185 in Vandalia. Call them at 618-283-9690, at 618-283-9690, or check out their website, MidwestServices.com.
Broadcast also brought to you in part by Brownstown Lumber. Before starting any building project, check in first with Brownstown Lumber. Call them at 618-427-3618. That's 618-427-3618. Brownstown Lumber, a great name to build on. Also brought to you in part by Holton File Funeral Home. They now have their own private on-site crematory, that is Vernon Crematory. For more information or any questions, give them a call, 618-283-3434. That's Holton File Funeral Home. Fourth down and 7 from the Vandal 24 for St. Joe Ogden. Two receivers each side, one man in the backfield with McKinney. He looks to the sideline. Play clock at about 10. Takes the snap. Drops back the pass under pressure. He is going to be brought down, but he did get rid of the ball ahead of time. Hartlieb and Forbes were all over him, and the Vandals will take over. They had him on the run all the way back to the 40. So it'll be a first down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 24s. They'll take over. First down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 24-yard line. So a fourth down, that's a big play for the Vandals. 7:56 remaining in the first half. Two receivers line up right, two left. Andrew Casey from the pistol takes a snap, fakes a handoff. He's going deep. He's got a man. It is Connor Depue. He caught it. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. 5, touchdown, ring the bell. The Vandals take the lead. The field is clean. First play from scrimmage, 76 yards. Casey to the pew. And the Vandals have their first lead of the day, 7:46 remaining in the first half. So after getting the stop on defense on the fourth down, first play from scrimmage, they get the touchdown. Snap is back. The kick is up. The kick is good. And the Vandals lead it now 14-7. 14-7, the Vandals with the lead. We'll take a break on WKRV.
When the market changes, your financial advisor should be partnering with you. If you haven't heard from yours in a while, maybe it's time for a second opinion with Scott Kramer at FNB Financial Advisors. He believes that communication is key, especially when it comes to managing risk and safeguarding your financial future. Have questions? Give certified financial planner Scott Kramer a call at FNB Financial Advisors to talk about how you can partner together to pursue your financial goals. Call Scott at 618-283-5211.
So the Vandals take the lead. First play from scrimmage after getting it back. Touchdowns brought to you in part by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They've been around for better than 100 years. Stumbaugh's Heating and Air, 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. You call them at 283-0142. They're your local authorized carrier dealer. So the Vandals take their first lead of the day, lead it 14-7. Cole Durbin, a deep kick. Back to the three, dropped. And now into the end zone, so it'll be a touchback. So a good kick from Cole Durbin. St. Joe Ogden had a little trouble with it. and it went into the end zone for a touchback. So the St. Joe Ogden Spartans will have it at their own 20. Touchdown's also brought to you in part by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. First down and 10 for St. Joe Ogden from their own 20. 7:46 remaining in the second quarter. Two receivers right, one left. McKinney gives it to Wirtz. He's trying to get to the outside, and he is able to get ahead to about the 25. He's able to stretch the Vandals defense out onto the far side of the field, picks up five, maybe six. And it'll bring up a second down and short after a nice run. McKinney gives it back to Wirtz. And this time the Vandals are going to bring him down for a loss. Looks like he'll be back at about the 26, which is where I think he should have been spotted in the first place. Back at about the 26-yard line. They're very healthy spots, it seems, at least at times. They're down and three from their own 27 for St. Joe Ogden. They're down and three. McKinney, three receivers line up on his left, one right. Takes the snap, drops back the pass, passes away, incomplete. Intended receiver had a little bit of room. That was Lane McKinney, but he could not come up with it, and it brings up fourth down for St. Joe Ogden. So a fourth down and three from their own 27. And they do have a man back to punt, Lane McKinney. And now Connor DePew drops back deep for the Vandals. St. Joe Ogden. We're going to punt for the first time. It is up. Wobbly kick. Going to bounce and take a St. Joe roll. And the Vandals will take over at their own 37. The ball was, and it had some knuckleball action on it. It hit the ground. And Connor just let it go. And the Vandals take over at their own 37-yard line. First down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 37. Vandals lead 14-7, 6.5 minutes remaining until halftime. Three receivers line up left. Lucas Bowers, Connor DePew, and Jordan Colburn to the left. One receiver right on the near side is McCarty. From the pistol formation in Casey, takes the snap, fakes the handoff, pass away, caught by Quentin Stumbaugh. And he's ahead to about the 42. So Quentin Stumbaugh, actually he was out there, not Colburn. And he gets it ahead to the 42, pickup of about six, second and four. Second down and four for the Vandals. Two receivers will line up right. This is Lucas Bowers and McCarty on the near side, the right. Far side left is DePew. And Stumbaugh, Hinton in the backfield with Andrew Casey on a second down and four. Andrew, a little hitch and go, gets it to Stumbaugh. He's got a first down and gets out of bounds far side of the field at about the 48. The Vandals with the first down into St. Joe Ogden territory and to about the 48-yard line. First down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 48. Three receivers line up right. Stumbaugh, Bowers, and McCarty to the right. And it is Connor DePew to the left. First down and 10 for the Vandals from the St. Joe Ogden 48-yard line. 5:49 remaining in the first half. Andrew Casey gives it to Dylan Hinton. Dylan bounces outside and gets ahead to about the 44. Be a pickup. I'd even give him five on that. Good run from Dylan Hinton. He'll pick up about five, second down and five. Second down and five for the Vandals. Ahead to the 40, about the 43-yard line, second down and five. Three receivers line up right, one left. Andrew Casey on a second and five takes the snap. Quick drop, pass to the left, caught by Connor DePew. Right about the sticks. And he stepped out of bounds there. But the thing about Connor, you think about him going deep a lot and how well he is, but he's also just a master. Just his hands are so good. If he gets his hands on the ball, he catches it. Looks like he's a half yard short, I guess, when he stepped out of bounds from getting the first down. So it's a third down and short for the Vandals. From the St. Joe Ogden 38, 5:12 remaining in the first half. Three receivers right, one left. Casey trying to run it himself, and there was nothing there. They closed in on him in a hurry, and the Vandals are going to lose maybe 2 yards. And it's going to bring up a fourth down, and fourth down and right at two. It's going to be a fourth down and two for the Vandals from the St. Joe Ogden 40. Vandals down to their final timeout. 4 minutes, 40 seconds remaining in the first half. Remember, St. Joe Ogden has the ball coming out in the second half. I think Coach Clay may be using a timeout here. Going to let the play clock run down to three, and then he will use his final timeout here in the first half before this fourth down and two. Timeout's brought to you in part by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires and quality used tires. They're also a certified MileStar tire dealer. Right now, Rock Bottom Tire offering 10% off to all military and first responders. Call them at 618-699-5535. Stop by at 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia. Timeout's also brought to you in part by Integrity Spine and Joint Center. They're your hometown team is making moves in Integrity Spine and Joint Center with Dr. Arthur Langston behind you all the way. They're the number one provider for orthopedic shoes covered by insurance for state workers. That's Integrity Spine and Joint Center with Dr. Arthur Langston. Visit them at integritiespineandjoint.com. 4:29 remaining until halftime, and the Vandals looking at a fourth down and two from the St. Joe Ogden 40. So a fourth and two from the Spartan 40. Vandals are out of timeouts now. Casey takes the snap. This is Stumball actually taking the snap, and he's got the first down. Kept it himself and runs it ahead to about the 36 off left tackle. So Stumball took it again. He's had a couple of wildcat plays today. He had the touchdown, and now he gets the first down. He's caught two first down passes, now a run, and he's got a touchdown. So he has been very productive in a couple of different roles. First down and 10 for the Vandals from the St. Joe Ogden 37. Andrew Casey from the shotgun takes the snap, rolls right, pass away, caught. That is Quentin Stumball again, and he gets out of bounds at the 31, I believe, on the near side of the field. Do we have a flag down? We do. Hold against the Vandals. So flag against the Vandals, a hold. So Dom Swire's kind of, what did I do a little bit? So he might have given himself away. So it looks like spot of the foul was the 36, so that moved the Vandals back to the 46-47. So the Vandals will have it at the St. Joe Ogden 47. So basically they're going to lose. It's going to be a first and 20. So basically, nope. Now he moves the ball up a yard. So we'll call it first and 19. First down and 19 for the Vandals. Well, let's see. That'd be 20. First down and 20 for the Vandals from the St. Joe Ogden 47. Three receivers right, one left. Vandals left to right. Casey takes the snap, drops back, steps up in the pocket, in some trouble, and he's going to be brought down for the sack. And it just collapsed on him in a hurry. Here comes a flag. The Vandals were asking for it. I don't know if it's a... Now, remember earlier, Andrew was sacked, and they got him for a personal foul. And I saw the flag coming late. I saw some Vandals asking for a flag. And So we'll see. Sack brought it back to the Vandal 45. It is a personal foul against St. Joe Ogden. So two sacks, two personal fouls now. First time they sacked Andrew, they also got called for a personal foul. Again, I can't see what's going on in there. There's a pile of bodies in between me and whatever's going on. But the Vandals just got it ahead now to the 39. So instead of being in their own territory, the Vandals will have it at the St. Joe Ogden 39. It'll be a second and 11. That's good. That's as good as a nine-yard play. Three receivers line up right. Stumball, Bowers, and McCarty to the right. Connor Depew to the left. Patty McDowell is in the backfield. Andrew Casey from the pistol. Takes a snap, gives it to McDowell. And he ran into a pile at about the 39, no gain. Third and 11. Third down about 11, maybe. Even lost a half yard back, maybe a third and 12. 3 minutes, 10 seconds remain. Nope, we're going to have a timeout now. St. Joe Ogden will take a timeout. Timeout on the field. We'll take a break as well on WKRV.
Timmerman & Company, certified public accountants at 105 South 4th Street in downtown Vandalia, is a full-service accounting firm, and they focus on small businesses and their owners, providing all the tax and accounting services they'll ever need. Contact them today, 283-2371. That's 283-2371 to learn how they can serve you and your business. That's Timmerman & Company, certified public accountants at 105 South 4th Street in downtown Vandalia. Call them at 283-2371. That's 283-2371.
Hussick Motors in Vandalia would like to encourage everyone to shop local throughout this year. Shopping locally has many benefits, including economic, environmental, and social benefits. Shopping local creates more jobs than shopping at chain stores or online. For every $100 spent at local businesses, 68 of those dollars stay in the local community. This message for shopping local brought to you by Hussick Motors on Sunset Drive in Vandalia. Visit them online at hussicks.com.
On the third and 11, the pass is complete to Connor Depew. He'll take it into the near corner of the end zone. I see no flags in front of me, and the Vandals are back on the board. On a third down and 11, Andrew Casey connects with Connor Depew for the touchdown. And the Vandals add to their lead. Casey to Depew. That was from the 34. This comes with 3:06 remaining in the second quarter. So the Vandals will now attempt the extra point. As 3:06 remaining until halftime. Cole Durbin back. His kick is a wobbler, and it is good, but it does get in. Kind of wobbled it up there, but it does go through, and the Vandals now lead it 21-7. 21-7 is our score. The Vandals on top of St. Joe Ogden. We'll take a break on WKRV.
People's State Bank in Vandalia and Greenville hopes you'll take a moment to thank a farmer and salute the agriculture industry. Agriculture is the single largest employer in the world. In the United States, agriculture employs more than 24 million Americans, or 17% of the workforce in our country. This message to thank a farmer is brought to you by People's State Bank in Vandalia and Greenville. You can visit them online at psbnewton.com.
Touchdowns brought to you in part by Above the Rest Landscape. They're the call to make for any, all your basic landscape needs. They can do the work while you relax and enjoy your space. Call for scheduling 618-280-9598. They're the parents of number 4, Jordan Colburn, that is above the rest landscape. Well, Cole Durbin gets set to kick it away. It is a line drive kick back to the 5. And the Spartans return from there. Pretty good return. Ahead to about the 36-37-yard line. So a pretty good return by St. Joe Ogden. So we have 2:57. St. Joe Ogden has 2 timeouts remaining. Vandals lead it 21-7. Remember, St. Joe Ogden has this possession, and then they will have it coming out of the locker room at halftime. 3 receivers line up left, 1 right for McKinney. And he gives, nope, he's going to run it himself. He fooled me, and he kind of fooled the Vandals a little bit as he gets it all the way to midfield. And it will be a first down. Fake the handoff to Wirtz and gets it ahead to midfield. They stop the clock to move the chains. Now McKinney, quick pass, caught. And trying to get out of bounds, and he does, is the receiver Lane McKinney. So the clock stops, 2:44 remaining. So the Vandals defense tested again, first down and 10. They have not moved the chains yet. Now they are. They were slow to do that. First down and 10 for St. Joe Ogden from the 39 of the Vandals. Again to Lane McKinney. And several Vandals stand him up into about the 33, I think. And it's going to be about a 6-yard pickup, second down and 4. St. Joe Ogden hurries up to the line of scrimmage, 2:25 remaining. McKinney takes the snap, hands it off to Wirtz, ran into his own man, then runs into a couple of Vandals, but still gains some yardage into about the 27. That would be enough for a first down. 2:14 remaining on the clock. They'll stop the clock to move the chains. 2 receivers each side. First and 10 from the Vandal 27. Clock is rolling. Down to 2 minutes. 2 receivers each side for McKinney. Takes a snap. Pass away. It is caught. Weeded. Brought down at about the 8. He's tackled by McCarty. Another first down, and it's going to be first and goal for St. Joe Ogden. Crazy thing is they're doing this so fast. Vandals could end up with the football back. So a first and goal from the 8. McKinney rolling left, looking for the end zone. He's in. Touchdown. McKinney takes it himself from 8 yards out. They score, man, they scored in a hurry. That was 2-minute drill for sure. This comes with 1:40 remaining until halftime. So St. Joe Ogden back on the board. Vandals lead down to a touchdown. Extra point attempt by the Spartans. Snap is back. The kick is up, and it is good. So it is 21-14. Vandals' lead is 21-14. We still have a 1:40 remaining until halftime. So the Vandals do get another possession. Not the way you want to get another possession, but they will get another possession here. Broadcast brought to you in part by ADS Electric. They are the call to make for any type of electrical issue. They're also a certified dealer for Generac generators. Call them at 283-2171. Visit at 215 West Gallatin in downtown Vandalia. Also brought to you in part by Brownstown Lumber. Before starting any building project, check in first with Brownstown Lumber. Call them at 618-427-3618. At 618-427-3618, Brownstown Lumber, a great name to build on. Also, our streaming on VandaliaRadio.com and the Vandalia Radio app. Streaming is brought to you by F&B Community Bank, Vandalia, Ramsey, Patoka, Mulberry Grove, and Greenville. So St. Joe Ogden will get set to kick it away. And the ball blew off the tee. That's sunshine for a while now. And they will kick it away. Back at about the 10, taken by the Vandals. Head to about the 26. Kobe Lux is brought down. And he's brought down by Jonathan Moore. Got a charge out of the crowd with a big tackle. And the Vandals will take over at their own 27-yard line. We've got a minute 34 remaining. Now, the Vandals have no timeouts. Three receivers left. Colburn, DePew, and Stumbaugh. One right. That is McCarty. Andrew Casey with Dylan Hinton in the backfield with him. Takes the snap. Drops back. Passes away. Caught by Connor DePew. They head to the 30. 35 to the 40. Breaks the tackle. And gets ahead to about the 43-yard line. They'll stop the clock to move the chains. The Vandals have to hurry up and get to the line of scrimmage. Three receivers line up right, one left. Minute 20 remaining. First and 10 for the Vandals from their own 44. Casey back. He's in trouble. And he throws it away, incomplete. He got rid of it just in time. He was out of the tackle box, got rid of it just as he got hit. And it'll bring up a second and 10. Good job by Andrew. He extended it as long as he could. Second down and 10 from their own 43 for the Vandals. 1:10 remaining in the first half. Vandals lead 21-14. Three receivers line up right. One left. That is DePew to the left. Takes the snap. Andrew to Stumbaugh. Brought down at the 46. So only a pickup of about three. It'll bring up a third down and 7. Not sure why the clock stopped. Or did St. Joe Ogden's taking a timeout? So they're using the timeout. They're trying to see if they can get it back. It'll be a third down and about 7 coming up for the Vandals. St. Joe Ogden seeing if they can maybe get the ball back. Broadcast brought to you in part by Holton File Funeral Home. They now have their own private on-site crematory, Burnham Crematory. For more information or any questions about cremation, funerals, or pre-planning, call them at 618-283-3434. Also brought to you in part by Integrity Spine and Joint Center. Your hometown team is making moves at Integrity Spine and Joint Center with Dr. Arthur Langston behind you all the way. They're the number one provider for orthopedic shoes covered by insurance for state workers. That's Integrity Spine and Joint Center with Dr. Arthur Langston. Visit them at IntegritySpineAndJoint.com. Third down and 8 for the Vandals coming up from their own 46. 1:02 remaining. Vandals have no timeouts. St. Joe Ogden with one remaining. Third down and 8. Two receivers on each side. Andrew Casey takes the snap. Drops back the pass. Flushed out of the pocket. Rolling right. He'll just have to throw it away. 55.3 seconds remaining. Sometimes you look at plays like that and he had some time, but they did a good job down the field covering guys, and the Vandals will be forced to punt it away. Well, the Vandals will be forced to punt it away with 55.3 seconds remaining until halftime. The Vandals lead it 21-14. Trying to get to halftime with the lead. Andrew Casey back to punt. Takes a snap. High kick. Caught at the 14. Brought back by St. Joe Ogden to about the 28. And there's 45.5 seconds remaining. So 45.5 seconds. There is a flag down right where the tackle was made. That's not good. Well, there is a flag down right where the tackle was made, and it is a personal foul face mask against the Vandals. So that's a 15-yarder. Flag down at the 27. That'll put us ahead to the 42. So a personal foul face mask. You got two varieties of your face mask penalty. You've got your incidental, which is just a 5-yard. That's when you grab it but don't yank. But the personal foul variety is when you kind of use that to tackle. And that's what the Vandals get called for here. So from the spot of the foul, they bring it up to the 44. So the ball ahead to their own 44 for St. Joe Ogden. 45 seconds on the clock. Three receivers to the left, one right. They're bunched in a tight formation on the left. Receiver to the right, spread out. They hand it off to Wirtz. Wirtz trying to get outside. He's going to be brought down right at midfield by Dylan Hinton, but he did get out of bounds to stop the clock at 39.5 seconds. Well, he picks up about 6 yards, second down and four. He did get out of bounds to stop the clock. Three receivers left, one right. Dead midfield with the ball, second and four. McKinney takes the snap, going to run it himself. Several Vandals, and he's going to be able to get it out of bounds. Several Vandals were closing on him, but he gets it out of bounds for no gain, basically maybe a yard. And it'll bring up a third down and about, no, he's going to have no gain, I don't think. Third down and about four. 33 seconds on the clock. About a yard gain, so it's third and three. Into Vandal territory at the 49, 33 seconds remaining until halftime. Two receivers right, two left. One man in the backfield with McKinney takes a snap. Little hitch and go, looking to pass. He's going deep. He does have a man. Incomplete. I'll tell you what, the Vandals got away with it. Yep, there's a flag down. They did not get away with it. They had a hold of his jersey. They had a hold of Wiedig's jersey, and the flag down at the 10. And it will be, I am confident, a pass interference against the Vandals. And it will be. So a pass interference. Now, the thing is about pass interference in high school is this will get it to the 30 after the penalty. Actually, the 34 from the spot of the infraction. Sometimes it's worth it if a guy's going to score at the high school level because it's simply the yardage. It's not, you know, half the distance of the goal, not when you're out here. So it's first and 10 from the 34 for St. Joe Ogden. McKinney in some trouble. Rolling right, gets a pass away. It is incomplete. 19.4 seconds remaining. So it'll be second and 10 from the 34. Second and 10 from the Vandal 34. Vandals is trying to get to halftime with its lead. Vandals lead at 21-14. 21-14. Two receivers each side. McKinney, second and 10 from the Vandal 34. Play clock down to 8. St. Joe has one timeout left. Kenny takes the snap, drops back, going deep. It is caught, but he's out of bounds. But there is a flag down. Did they get the Vandals for pass interference again or no? And there was a lot of contact. I felt like both sides. We'll see. That's back at the 4 where the flag is. Pass was incomplete. He was out of bounds near side of the field. 13.3 seconds remaining. And it is pass interference against the Vandals. This will get us to the 19. So that's where they're at now. First and 10 from the 19. So back-to-back pass interference. First and 10. From the Vandal 19 now, 13.3 seconds remaining. McKinney takes the snap. Drops back. Now steps up in the pocket. Pass away. It is caught. It is caught at the 10. Ball is caught at the 10 by St. Joe Ogden. It batted around a little bit. They were able to make the catch, and they have it at the 10. And now a timeout with 6.9 seconds. So 6.9 seconds remaining until halftime. Timeout's brought to you in part by Brownstown Lumber. Before starting any building project, check in first with Brownstown Lumber. Call them at 618-427-3618. That's 618-427-3618. Brownstown Lumber, a great name to build on. With 6.9 seconds on the clock. It is going to be, I think it's going to be second and one from the 10. So it'll be second and one from the 10. Second down and one from the 10. 6.9 seconds until halftime. The Vandals lead it 21-14, but St. Joe Ogden trying to tie it before halftime. Second and one from the 10. 6.9 seconds. McKinney, two receivers each side. One man in the backfield with him is Wirtz. He looks over. Still plenty of time on the play clock. He looks over at his coach. Now takes the snap. Pass away. Batted down. Incomplete. That was Forbes. Batted it down. 3.3 seconds on the clock. Isaac Forbes. Batted it down. And now St. Joe Ogden's going to go for a field goal. Now they're going to attempt a field goal. It'll be about a 27-yarder. From the 10, 7-yard mark back, and then the 10 yards for the end zone, so about a 27-yard attempt. A 27-yard attempt. Snap back. Kick is up. It is good. Well, the field goal is good. And the Vandals, though, do maintain the lead, 21-17. So 21-17 is our score at halftime. Vandals do lead it. Now, St. Joe Ogden will have the ball coming out second half. 21-17 is our score at halftime. We'll take a break here on WKRV.